So let's paint the scene in our gospel today. A little background first. Jesus crosses the Sea of Galilee and enters the town of Capernaum, in the territory of Galilee. And upon his arrival, he encounters a paralytic. He forgives his sins and then heals him of his paralysis. And then we come to the moment in our gospel we hear today. We hear that Jesus was passing by. It's almost as if he's on a mission to find another person who is ill or sick, looking to cure them. And as he's walking, he passes by and looks. He stops and he sees. But what does he see? He sees some men hanging out, bullying at their customs posts, tax collectors, who are known for being crooks and cheaters. They're probably laughing and celebrating another successful ripoff, pocketing some extra cash. And among this group is Matthew. Jesus sees him, approaches him, and says to him, "Follow me." Now, he is a tax collector, a profession hated and despised by so many. He's a sinner, a great sinner. You follow me. Now, what is interesting is that there's no record of Matthew saying a single word. Rather, he simply gets up and follows Jesus. Probably stunned that Jesus was actually calling him, he gets up, leaves behind what he knows, his security, and he follows. What did Jesus see in Matthew? Well, the name Matthew means gift of God. That's what he saw. He saw a gift of God. You see, our Lord meets Matthew right smack in the middle of his sinfulness. Right smack in the middle of his daily routine of life. And when it comes to our life, brothers and sisters, Jesus does the same. He meets us right where we are. He meets us in our sinfulness, our dirtiness, our messiness. And he looks to us, he approaches us and says, "Follow me." He sees in you and I a gift. A gift from God to this world. And just like the calling of Matthew, he meets us right where we are, and he says, "Follow me." Now, Jesus meeting us where we're at isn't so that we can stay where we're at. No, no, no. He wants to draw us to something greater. But he has to first meet us there. Then he says, "Come with me. I will show you an even greater way. An even greater life, an even more fulfilling life, a more happy life. Yes, with me. So follow me. Yes, I want you to leave behind your attachments, what you know to be secure, what is comfortable, to leave behind those things that are passing, that are fleeting, that are temporary, that last only in this world. Follow me. I'll show you eternal life." So there are always two parts to the story. Jesus meeting us where we're at, then us getting up and following him. Matthew, a tax collector, a sinner, one who has a reputation of society as someone to despise and to hate and to never trust. It is this man who we will call Saint Matthew. It is this man who becomes one of the 12 closest people that Jesus knew in his life besides his mother. It's one of the men who fulfill the psalm that we heard today, the words that we heard today in our responsorial psalm. Their message goes out to all the world. Whose message? The apostles. Their message. And led by the apostles, Matthew being one of them, of course, the message of the good news of Christ will diffuse out to all the earth. It will permeate and spread to the whole world. They spread this message with enthusiasm, with joy because they have experienced for themselves and encountered for themselves Christ, the Son of God. How could they not go and spread that message? My brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus can do. He can take anyone and make them difference makers in this world. He can make them into apostles, that is, being sent, missionaries, who will spread and diffuse the gospel message throughout the whole world. His mercy is transformative. Jesus is calling. Who? You. Will you follow him? Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, me, Deacon Colton? No way. Not me. Look at me. God can't use me. I'm a sinner. I don't have this talent or that talent. I don't have what it takes. No, that's a lie. Why? Because each and every one of us, you and I, we're like another St. Matthew. We're a gift from God. A gift from God to this world to make a difference, to spread the good news. The good news that Christ has risen and he has freed us from our sin. And that freedom gives joy. And we know that joy because we encounter Christ in prayer through each other here in the church. How can we not go spread that message? Jesus looks at you today. He sees you. Yeah, he sees your sin. He sees your messiness, but he approaches you. He looks you in the eye, and he says, follow me.